cross the 40, coming near side, 35, out. Needs a block, gets outside, no! At the 20, he's going to the house, 10, 5, touchdown Kentucky!
From the UK Sports Network, this is Big Blue Nation Radio.
Just second for one, make the turn, got him, game's over, Kentucky wins!
Interact with the show by calling 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287 or statewide at 800-606-GAME. That's 800-606-4263.
Touchdown, Kentucky! Victory, Kentucky!
Or tweet the show at UK Sports Network.
And for the eighth time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
Now your host, Taryn Hedrick.
Welcome in to another edition of Clark's Pup and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. I'm Darren Hedrick, and over the next half hour, we're going to talk all things UK athletics. We'll hear from gymnastics head coach Tim Garrison following his group's big win over number 10 LSU. That was part of their Excite Night at Rupp Arena in front of a crowd of 10,500 plus. It was a great atmosphere to see the gymnastics team take down LSU for the third straight time. We'll talk to him about that. We'll also catch up with Kentucky Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart. We'll talk to him about the basketball team's big win down in Knoxville over number 5 Tennessee. We'll also chat about the women's basketball team getting a win down in Florida over the Gators. Track and field getting numerous event victories and an invitational at Nutter Fieldhouse this weekend. Also, rifle going up to Alaska and coming home with a win over Georgia Southern in a dual meet. So that and much, much more over the next half hour. This is Clark's Pup and Shop BBN Radio as you listen to the UK Sports Network.
While Frosty may love the snow and ice, it can make the roads dangerous. It's Drew Franklin, and if you find yourself in an accident, call my friends David and Josh Wilson at Collision Masters of Lexington at 859-317-8545 or stop by for a free estimate at either of their locations, one at 7746 Westland Drive or 765 New Circle Road. Making your day is their family business at Collision Masters of Lexington. Get back on the road in confidence.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
Winter brings all kinds of weather, but a new Toyota is ready for anything. Like the adventurous new RAV4. The best-selling SUV in America is one of 15 different all-wheel drive Toyotas. Now through January 31st, during Toyota's all-weather drive season, get 3.99 APR financing on a new 22 or 23 RAV4. With approved credit through TFS, excludes hybrids. And every new Toyota comes with 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get complete details at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234.
The Big Blue Dream is alive and well, and you can count on the Cats to deliver the best performance possible. You can also count on Welch Printing Company, an avid supporter of UK Athletics, to deliver on all of your printing and communication needs. Like a well-oiled team, Welch has the personnel and commitment to consistently deliver your projects on time and on budget. Welch Printing produces award-winning litho and digital printing for your marketing and communication needs. Visit our website, welchprinting.com, or call us to learn more about how we can deliver more for you.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick pleased to be joined on our Clark's Pump and Shop phone line by the head coach of Kentucky Gymnastics, Tim Garrison. The gymnastics team with a huge victory over a top 10 LSU team as part of Excite Night at Rupp Arena. Coach, first of all, thanks for the time and congratulations to your group on an outstanding win over a really good Tiger squad.
Darren, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, that was a that was an exciting night for sure in front of a very loud University of Kentucky base.
How much did your team feed off that crowd? I know it was announced to over 10,000 fans there at Rupp Arena for Excite Night. How much did your group feed off of that during the meet?
Yeah, it's just such a different environment. You know, when you consider our sport, we compete one at a time. It's one individual competing on an event at a time. So when you've got 10,500, I believe that was the announced attendance was 10,500, just a little north of that. And when you land, when those girls land and that place just erupts, I don't think you can describe that feeling unless you're in the environment. It's a one-of-a-kind experience, to be sure.
I know one of them that brought the crowd to their feet was junior Isabella Magnelli. She tied her career high with a 9.925 on the vault, and I understand she stuck a beautiful handspring pike half twist to grab that big reaction. Can you describe a little bit about her routine there and the way she was able to stick the finish there for the points?
First of all, you did that perfectly. That's a tough one to get out, and you did that great. But yeah, it's and actually we had four people vault in front of her, so she's in that number five spot, and Ariana Patterson does the same vault right in front of her, and she stuck her vault as well. And then Isabella Magnelli, not to be outdone, steps up there and does an even bigger vault and sticks it cold also. So those two back-to-back, that's really what elevated our vault team score that night. Great performances around them. Great performance by Raina Worley, our anchor, in that sixth spot. But those four and five spots between Ariana Patterson and Isabella Magnelli just absolutely crushing those vaults and getting those big scores. That's what elevated our vault team. And really, that was our first event and got us off to a strong start.
And then on the uneven bars, I believe it was your leadoff, Haley Davis, who set the tone, right?
She did. Yeah, that she tied her career high score. And we talked about it last week. We opened up our season against Ohio State up in Columbus, and we didn't have not one stuck landing, where when they hit that ground, they don't move at all. Mm-hmm. We didn't have not one stick at that meet, and that was a point of emphasis in training this past week was to change that. And Haley Davis, first one right out of the gate, second event, and sticked her, first of all, does an amazing bar routine, and then sticked her dismount cold. And that got us off and running. I believe we had four sticks on the rotation. That's a huge difference maker in the score. And she got us started with her career high tying score.
Coach, this is the first chance we've had to talk with you here on BBN Radio. So real quick, just tell me, what do you like most about the group you're putting on the floor in the events this year?
I think the thing that stands out to me the most, every team's different, as you know. And you never know until you actually get out there and compete. And as I watch our, obviously going through preseason, I know what our team has. And I know how we perform in the gym in a training environment. But you never know when you get into a competitive environment year to year, even with some of your returners, how they're going to handle the pressures of the competitive environment. And when I look around, I really like the way they handle competition. They're poised. The look in their face is not one of fear. They get the nerves before the competition starts. That's natural. But I love the poise that they have, and I love the fact that they can stay focused throughout. And not only just as an individual, they can do that across all events as a team. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the most important thing. I was asked a question this past weekend. Hey, what do you think your end goal is for the season, or what do you think the potential is for this team? And we like to keep that pretty close in a timeline. We don't like to stretch out and say, well, I think we're going to do this at the end of the year. We talk about what's going to happen this week. And I tell you, just watching them and how they perform in practice and how they've taken that and they performed in competition, I like the fact that they're solid on every event, and they keep their composure and they stay focused and they can execute at a very high level, and they're chipping away each day and getting better. They don't feel like they're where they need to be. They feel like they have much more to improve on, and a lot of that comes from them. And I tell you what, you hear about player-led teams and teams that have internal motivation, and they're just driven to do something special. This group has that feel to it.
Well, Coach, I know your next match is going to be in Athens. You'll meet up against Georgia next Friday, but the team is back home January 27th inside Memorial Coliseum against number 8 Alabama. And you talk about that home field, home court, home meet advantage. It was certainly noticeable at Rupp, and Memorial Coliseum is a place that can get very loud and energetic too. So I know this group wants to see that place packed against Alabama on the 27th.
Yes, sir. You know, it's always fun to be in Rupp and open the season exciting night there at Rupp, and the excitement that surrounds that meet. It's just something that's well known here in Lexington and well supported. Like I say, this is the last year of Memorial Coliseum. You want to be a part of history? Come out and be in that environment before that big renovation takes place, and be a part of the last season. Mm-hmm. You know, and it holds 6,500 people. If we can pack that thing, it's unbelievable with that relatively low ceiling in there. You get 6,500 people in there. It's louder than Rupp, even with 10-5 in there. It's louder than Rupp, and talk about an environment. Besides the fact that you're closer to our athletes, you can see the athleticism that they have. There's not too many experiences that you're going to get that are going to be better than coming and watching an SEC gymnastics meet, cheering on your Wildcats in Memorial Coliseum. It's an experience that you need to have if you haven't, and if you have had it before, come get it again.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time to join us again. Congratulations on the victory over LSU, a top 10 team at Excite Night at Rupp Arena. We look forward to having you and maybe some of your gymnasts on the show again here very soon. So good luck against Georgia, and we'll talk to you down the road, and we'll see you real soon.
Thank you, Darren. I appreciate it.
That's Tim Garrison. Coming up next on the show, we'll be joined by Kentucky Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart to talk about a huge weekend of Kentucky Athletics. So stick around. This is Clark's Pump and Shot BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK Athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big-time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. Visit kctcs.edu.
College for the real world. College for your world.
Here you are, right on time. Let's talk about quitting tobacco. If you're not ready, change the station. Still with me? All right, okay. You already have a million reasons to quit. You've got kids, it's smoking up your new leather interior, blah, blah, whatever. You don't need another reason. You need a way. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Get free help and maybe even free nicotine patches and gum. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Or visit quitnowkentucky.org. Can't wait to talk to you.
The UK teams and traditions are legendary. Our team at Strategic Wealth Designers are proud to be a partner of the Kentucky Athletics. What an honor to be working together. When you're ready to discuss your financial future, call the team the Wildcats Trust. We look forward to creating your winning strategy for retirement. Visit us at swdgroup.com today. And go Cats!
Cheer up these gray winter days with bright new wild number scratch-off games from the Kentucky Lottery. With tickets priced at $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, and $20, there's something for every lottery player to choose from. You'll go wild for wild numbers. These games share combined cash prizes totaling more than $63 million and have multiple chances to win on every ticket. Buy scratch-offs at the counter or from one of the convenient vending machines. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Hey, Blue Blue Nation, Cash Danner here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234-8528.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18.
your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Welcome back into Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network, and we're pleased to be joined on our Clark's Pump and Shop phone line by Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart. And Mitch, what an exciting weekend for Kentucky Athletics from top to bottom. Before we dive into the individual sports, though, just your overall thoughts on what was a fun weekend for BBN.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of our teams were getting back into the competitive pieces on the from our fall winter sports and our winter spring sports, and then obviously we're also beginning to train significantly quickly for our spring teams as they begin their pursuit of their spring championships. But yeah, so it was a big weekend of competitiveness, folks, a lot of different places from the deep south all the way to Alaska and back. So it's we had teams literally coast to coast, and really proud of our efforts and the way that everyone responded.
Well, let's start with Friday night. We just spoke with Coach Garrison here on BBN Radio. The gymnastics team was victorious over number 10 LSU for their Excite Night at Rupp Arena. They had an outstanding score of 197.125. And, Mitch, I guess as you and I both know, gymnastics in the Southeastern Conference, you're going up against top 15, top 10 teams every time you take the floor. This was a great win in front of a great crowd for gymnastics, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And when you look at the crowds that gymnastics has generated over the last two or three years, 4 years, some of the largest crowds in the history of women's sports at the University of Kentucky have come from our gymnastics program. We had 12,000 a couple of years ago and had 10,000 plus Friday night. And it was a really great scene, a wonderful scene. A lot of people having a lot of fun. The crowd was loud and energetic, and really proud of our women. And Raina Worley, she continues to be incredibly consistent and an unbelievable leader of our program. And it's good to see people back in the lineup that have been out with injury. And Bailey, we saw Bailey back in the lineup and saw some just incredible performances by our women. And I was really happy for them. And Coach Garrison and the team, really excited for the home start that they got with Excite Night.
And I'm sure you've experienced this at matches, but Coach Garrison brought up the way the crowd just roars when a Kentucky gymnast sticks the landing on the bars or whatever the event is she's participating in. When they stick that landing and you hear the crowd pop, it's an amazing moment to just take in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. No, I think people appreciate how difficult it is. The things that our women do are really difficult, and they do a great job of capturing the moment, and our crowd responds appropriately, and they're very appreciative. I think you've got a lot of young gymnasts out there that are in club programs across the state, and we're one of the few gymnastics programs in the area. So for them to be able to come and watch elite level performers is they appreciate that.
The track teams totaled 10 events, victories Friday and Saturday in the Rod McCravey Memorial, and there was a number of standouts in that one. What did you see from the track teams' performances as they continue to roll?
Yeah, I think you've just got a number of unbelievable performances. Messiah Russell, obviously she is a returning veteran on our women's track and field team. It's just a relentless pursuit of excellence from her, and she's outstanding. Keaton Daniel, broke his own school record in the pole vault, went over 18 feet, which is just used to be a very, very number that was no one thought you was possible. Now it's, I won't say it's routine. It's not routine, but it's really difficult, and you can't appreciate that. So some really neat performances by some folks you can't highlight them all because there's just so many, but they did a great job. Lonnie Green does a great job of leading our program, and so thankful for his leadership and his coaching staff, and so proud of them getting started, but they have got a lot ahead of them, and indoor championships will sneak up on us in late February or mid February. And then all of a sudden you're at NCAAs and off you go. And so they're off to a really good start.
And Mitch, as Kentucky looks to stay competitive in athletics, that also means bringing on new venues. And I understand that for Nutter Fieldhouse, this was the last meet in its 30-year history because you've got a new indoor track facility expected by the end of the year, correct?
Yeah, we've started that process, and so the transition to move our track and field program into their own facility and to expand the Nutter Indoor and its ability to have surface space is really, really important. And so we've made that work, and so it gives better access to a lot of things for almost 200 student athletes, 250 student athletes. So really, really an important move for us, and that'll all transition here in the late fall and early winter. And so we're excited about that. All the coaches that have to work in the current Nutter Indoor are really excited about that because it spreads out practice times and makes it more user-friendly for all of our teams.
And before we take our final break here on the show and switch to talk about the two basketball teams and their victories this weekend, I want to touch on Rifle because you mentioned somebody was competing all the way up in Alaska. The Rifle team got a nice score on Sunday, posting a win over Georgia Southern. Coach Harry Mullen's team always facing some of the fiercest competition in their sport, and they were at it again this weekend.
Yeah, no, and again, I go back to the score that used to be something that was very difficult to eclipse was 4,700. Mm-hmm. And so we shoot a 47-29 or something like that on Saturday. And it wasn't good enough to win against a really good Alaska team and Anchorage, I think it was, or Fairbanks. I forget, I'm mixed up. But one of the Alaska teams, they're up there. They're number one or two in the country, and we're flip-flopping that around all the time. But 4,700 used to be the number. It's not good enough anymore. And so all of a sudden you've got to shoot 4,750 and 4,740. And Harry's teams continue to pursue that pretty consistently. So not quite where we were on Saturday. Then Sunday we shot a better one on Sunday, and so I'm really proud of them. They're often they've got about another month and a half before their national championships occur, and they defend their national championship. So certainly happy for them. And Harry just continues to produce great team after great team, and he's got some incredible performers on that team. And so they always hit their stride at the right time of year.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take our final time out when we'll continue with Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart right after this. You're listening to Clark's Pump and Shop, BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
It started as a dream, and here they are, moving day. Wait, isn't moving supposed to be stressful? Oh, that's right. They bought their home from Weichert. Their Weichert agent guided them from start to finish to make sure they found their perfect place. And here they are, home. Dream. Move. Home. Weichert. Call your local Weichert office to make your move. Each Weichert franchised office is independently owned and operated.
Have you ever been driving down the road and out of nowhere? Bam! That Skyline craving hits you. Doesn't matter where you're going or what you're doing. You've got to pull into the nearest Skyline and get some of those amazing cheese conies immediately. That freshly steamed bun and all that fluffy cheese just melts in your mouth. Mmm, man, that's good. Let me guess, you're getting the craving right now. Sorry, not sorry. Feeling good, it's Skyline time.
It can make the roads dangerous. It's Drew Franklin, and if you find yourself in an accident, call my friends David and Josh Wilson at Collision Masters of Lexington at 859-317-8545 or stop by for a free estimate at either of their locations, one at 7746 Westland Drive or 765 New Circle Road. Making your day is their family business at Collision Masters of Lexington. Get back on the road in confidence.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234-8528.
Final segment of Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio as we continue our conversation with Kentucky Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart. And Mitch, it was a great weekend for both of the basketball teams. We'll start with the men going on the road down to Knoxville and taking down number five Tennessee. And what a great weekend it was for men's basketball, especially with the frustration of the previous week and that loss to South Carolina. That was a huge effort they gave on Saturday.
No, I think it just shows that the capabilities of our team and the capabilities of our program, you know, with, you know, I think, you know, you're going into an environment that's very, very difficult against a top five program and what Coach Barnes has built down there. And our guys responded with a heck of an effort and happy for them. And I'm happy for our fans and looking forward to building off of that. You know, we had a couple guys out with injuries and I thought our team responded well and it's a tough environment, you know, it's a tough crowd and you're on national television and that's something we're very used to, obviously, but you know, I thought it was a great response. And so now we have to build off of that. And as we go through a really difficult conference, our conference has gotten to a spot of excellence in college basketball, top to bottom. And I'll just remind everyone that, you know, Cal was the one that said our conference can be better in basketball. We can make each other better. So he's been a long proponent and supporter of improving the Southeastern Conference basketball footprint. And I think that has certainly happened. And that makes it tough when you get into these conference battles. And if you look at the records, there's a lot of parity in our league. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, you know, of teams. So we've got to find a way to put some wins together and get back where we want, you know, back in the race where we want to be. But I tell you, Saturday was a huge step in getting that done. I was really happy for everyone.
And they're back on the floor tomorrow night at Rupp Arena, taking on Mitch, a Georgia team that has surprised a lot of people to start this year under their new coach, Mike White, who came from Florida. And so it's, like you said, it's just another challenge in the Southeastern Conference with an improving Georgia team tomorrow night.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's a Tuesday night game, and, you know, we're back to the Tuesday-Saturday routine most of the time. And so Mike's done a nice job down there, and they'll come in, and as we get everybody's best shot, Kentucky always does, and we'll get there. We'll get obviously an inspired effort from them, and we'll have to respond to that, and I have no doubt we will.
And finally, coming up next here on the UK Sports Network, it's the Kyra Elzey Show from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And, oh, man, what a great victory it was for women's basketball down at Florida, coming from 16 points down to win 81-75. And, Mitch, I know you had a chance to see the game at home against South Carolina. This team, even though they've been through some adversity recently, they have shown a lot of fight, and it paid off in a victory in the Swamp yesterday.
Yeah, and I think you're finding people beginning to understand their roles. There's so many new faces and so many new names in different positions and on the roster. And I think what Kyra has done is a nice job of beginning to find everybody's, you know, everybody's spot. And I think our women have really responded. The game against South Carolina, we ran out of gas a little bit, and they're so big. And I think for three quarters, it was just a barn burner of a game. And then we just ran out of time a little bit. And so it's one of those, but they carried the momentum into that Florida game. And as you said, got down early and just really did a nice job of not quitting and fighting back, and super proud of their effort. And road wins are huge, and that's big for us. I think the message to both basketball teams is don't worry about March or late February. Just worry about the next one in front of you and go get that one. And so I'm happy for them. It was a great, those are great road trips or flights home when you can come home with road wins and
no doubt
on both counts. And that's what you want to do. Those make the trips home that much sweeter. So I know they're happy to come home and be back in Lexington with a couple wins on both fronts. But really happy for our women, and their performance in Florida was outstanding.
Well, Mitch, we really appreciate you taking some time to join us here on BBN Radio this week. Like we said, it was a great weekend for UK athletics. We look forward to more exciting victories to come and spring sports starting soon. But until then, we wish you all the best in your travels and following these teams, and we look forward to having you on the show again soon. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Darren. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue. And that's Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart, and that'll do it for us here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. Coming up next, it's the Kyra Elzey Show here on the UK Sports Network.
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of hot and ready pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go Cats!
Pizza, pizza.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Levis gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment.
Vogel does it again. His second home run of the tournament.
Just down low to Sheetway for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carr, the colorectal surgeon in Hazard Airage, and I wear blue for colon cancer. When you guys get excited about cheering on the Wildcats, get excited about your own health. The long-term goal is to keep you healthy and alive for many, many years to come. Screening colonoscopy helps us detect early colon cancer, so I would encourage everybody at 45 to get their screening colonoscopy because preventative medicine is better than curative. Go Big Blue and go blue for colon cancer.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.